Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until late this evening. Sunny today with our high nearing 96. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight, partly cloudy with our low around 75. More showers possible throughout the day on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our high of 95, and more showers possible Wednesday night with our low around 73 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 77 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. An elderly man from Lawrence died after being pulled from a Douglas County lake. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said a boater notified deputies about a body in the water at Lone Star Lake around 6:30 a.m. yesterday. The lake is just southwest of Lawrence. Deputies said the man was brought to shore. They tried to revive him, but he died. Investigators determined the 81-year-old man was part of a group that regularly swims at the lake. Members of the group told deputies the man turned around and headed back to shore before the rest of the swimmers. Foul play is not suspected in the man's death. A new report shows Kansas State University and the University of Kansas may give you the best return for your educational investment. Smart Asset recently released its 8th annual Best Value Colleges study. It weighs the average scholarships and grants students receive, along with average starting salary after graduation, against factors like tuition, living costs, and retention rate. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
The St. Mary's Police Department released a statement Sunday morning saying Officer Mark Lamberson unexpectedly passed away while he was on duty. Officer Lamberson has been with the department since 2013. Prior to that, he worked at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office as a jail deputy. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said just after 4 p.m. on Saturday, law enforcement officials were called to an incident just north of St. Mary's. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is leading the investigation into the circumstances surrounding Officer Lamberson's death and will release any information they determine is necessary to public interest, but no foul play is suspected at the time. One person was killed in a shooting early this morning in East Topeka, authorities said. The shooting was reported around 12:51 this morning in the 200 block of Southeast Lawrence. Police Captain Jerry Monasmith said officers responding to the scene found a person suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was transported to a local hospital. Monasmith said the victim was pronounced dead at the hospital. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Organizers of a medical marijuana legislation campaign in Nebraska say they're in danger of missing their signature goal to qualify for the November general election ballot. Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana says it still needs to gather thousands of signatures ahead of Thursday's submission deadline set by the state. The campaign suffered a major blow when one of its top donors died, forcing organizers to rely primarily on volunteers. The campaign needs valid signatures from 7% of Nebraska's registered voters, that's roughly 87,000 voters, to appear on the ballot. After over 10 years in office, the Banner County Treasurer has resigned after being found guilty of public indecency. Monty Stoddard said he has officially submitted his letter of resignation. In December of last year, Stoddard was accused of sexual acts and drinking alcohol at the Banner County Courthouse. Stoddard pleaded no contest and was found guilty of public indecency. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting made clarification regarding the premium pay plan for county employees, which they had previously approved, funded through the American Rescue Plan, is for regular hours worked and will be paid to current employees who were employed during the target period during the COVID pandemic. The Downtown Redevelopment Act, recently initiated with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, has two participants, and the first rebate is scheduled to go out this month. Ellen Barber has been in contact with cities in Marshall County to get started on maps for the infill housing program. A 30 by 25 foot steel building located at the proposed new jail site could be considered surplus and sold by sealed bids to be moved from the location. The board will discuss with the county council before making a decision. County commissioners to meet Tuesday this week with Marshall County Emergency Management to host a follow-up meeting Wednesday to consider response to the June 4th and June 11th severe weather events that will be held at the Marysville City Building at 9 a.m. Marshall County Agency on Aging is offering free rides on public transit in July, again for residents. Washington County commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. A discussion regarding fence locations was prompted with a new fence that was proposed, with a survey indicating the location would be in the ditch. Following a back-and-forth discussion, it was determined the fence should remain in its current location. Nemahal County commissioners, during a special meeting Thursday, reviewed a contract with Nemahal Valley Community Hospital to provide adult and childhood immunizations, which was approved, as well as a motion to appoint Dr. Jared Snyder as health advisor to the Nemahal County local health officer and health department administrator at a cost of $250 per month. Nemahal County commissioners will not meet this week. Their next scheduled meeting is Monday, July 11th, 9 a.m. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting voted unanimously to approve a 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. Discussion took place on the process for non-county budget funding requests. Supervisors suggesting an income expense sheet would be a good process. A motion passed to require a proposed budget and expense sheet prior to receiving funds. Senator Dorn was present and spoke of the experience they're having at the state level, indicating that he understood the state auditors are looking for trackability for the taxpayers' dollar. He said he felt if agencies did not want to provide the information required, they would not receive funding. Emergency management spoke on Wymore disaster declaration from the June 11th storms. They've hired a damage assessment team to come in to the community. Milton R. Anderson, age 91, of Elites, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Milton Anderson. James D. Baker, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Baker. James Jamie E. Walker, age 51, of Okito, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at Ball, Louisiana, with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 8, and family receiving friends Wednesday 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jamie Walker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, green beans, applesauce, and cake. Tomorrow, ribs with kraut, Baby Baker's peas and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back again like your favorite lunch special, the Marshall County Community Band invites you to enjoy their 2022 concert series. Playing this summer at the Kester House Museum and Gardens every Wednesday at 7:30, this is a sure cure to those midweek blues. Bring a lawn chair and a friend to enjoy the music and lovely Kester House Gardens. That's every Wednesday until July 13th, playing at 7:30. Brought to you by the wonderful folks of the Marshall County Community Band.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until late this evening. Staying hot and sunny today before a slight chance for some showers overnight. Today we can expect to see highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 90s throughout Missouri. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 70s throughout Iowa, the mid 60s and mid 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s throughout Missouri. Staying a bit cooler throughout Wednesday, a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the upper 90s throughout Missouri. More showers possible throughout Wednesday night and Thursday, and clearing up throughout the day on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early July 90, record high on this date 112. The average low 69, the record low 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Sunshine, we start the day at 77 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes, starting at $1.99. Ashley Reclining Sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88, all in stock, and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The American Legion Riders Chapter 21 Second Annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue and Bike Fest is Saturday, July 9th. Barbecue judging starts at 11 a.m. with awards to follow at 2. Wristbands available for purchase to crown best ribs. Wristbands served on a first-come, first-served basis with limited supply, so get yours early. While you wait, get registered for the Cornhole Tournament. $40 registration fee with co-ed starting at 11 a.m. and open competition at 1. But be early. Registration opens at 10 a.m. Enjoy live music in the park all day with Sidetrack, Minuteman Music, Reckless, and Jay Bragg. Sons of American Legion serving hamburgers, ribeye sandwiches, brats, plus hot dogs, and you know there'll be a beer garden. Enter to win a Broil King grill, and for dinner, enjoy a free well donation dinner prepared by the barbecue competition competitors. End the night with a bang as fireworks shoot off at 10. Brought to you by American Legion Riders Chapter 21. That's the second annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue and Bike Fest, July 9th at the Seneca City Park.
The White Sox host the Twins on a somber day in Chicago and end up on the wrong side of baseball history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. 4th of July celebrations in a Chicago suburb turned deadly when a gunman opened fire on parade goers, killing six and wounding dozens. The White Sox, set to host the arch-rival Twins, conferred with baseball and local officials, decided to play, forego the scheduled post-game fireworks, and observed a moment of silence before the game. Bottom seven, game tied at two. Sox runners on first and second.
And the 0-2, and a deep drive out in the right center. That ball back there, and it's caught by Buxton. And what do we have here? We might have a triple play. Tag applied, step on second, double play. Engel took off, Moncada took off. That is a triple play.
The crestfallen Len Casper on WMVP, center fielder Byron Buxton to third baseman Gio Urshela for the first ever 8-5 triple play, for those of you scoring at home. The Twins would erupt for four runs in the top of the 10th, 6-3 the final. More Independence Day baseball, the second walk-off homer for the Astros in as many games.
Barlow's 3-1. And Alvarez hits it well and hits it deep to right center. Kiss it goodbye. Over the Astros bullpen for the second straight day. The Astros hit a walk-off homer and they beat the Kansas City Royals by a final of 7-6.
Our thanks to KBME. Houston trailed the Royals by as many as four runs in their biggest comeback win of the season. Around the league, the Mets beat the lowly Reds 7-4. The Dodgers edged out the Rockies 5-3. And the Tigers took both ends of a doubleheader against Cleveland 4-1 and 5-3. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, 14-time defending champion Joey Jaws Chestnut scarfed down 63 francs and buns to win his 15th mustard belt. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
K-State football fans, the and Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host seven home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Single game tickets are on sale now starting at just $25. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Country pride, county strong. This year's theme for the annual Marshall County Fair. The fun begins Thursday, July 14th with a horse show. And carnival rides begin operation. Livestock weigh-in, 4-H and open class entries accepted Friday, July 15th. Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performs free at 8. Saturday night, don't miss the figure eight race and demolition derby at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 7, with a rewind band performing at 9. On Sunday, House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the annual fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting zoo, pony rides, and pedal pool all will follow, with Pretty and Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening, and Tuesday's the livestock auction. Following the annual fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, beginning at 6. Carnival rides, games, and concessions operating each evening, Thursday through Sunday, and wristband nights, Thursday through Saturday. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. National corn growers concerned about a move by the EPA that could restrict access to a critical crop protection tool. The EPA said it's revising its registration for atrazine. That's a well-studied herbicide essential to farming. NCGA President Chris Edgington said, "We're disappointed by this." He said, "We can feed and fuel the world and fight climate change, but can't do these things without modern farming tools, atrazine, a critical tool for farming," he says. The new labeling requirements will impose difficult new restrictions on mitigation measures on the herbicide, limiting how much product farmers can use. The latest development marks a step backwards in EPA's commitment to transparency and using the best available science. However, Edgington said EPA listened to growers' request and agreed to additional scientific review. The corn growers will continue working with EPA through the entire process, which now enters a 60-day comment period. National Association of Wheat Growers sharing their priorities for the next farm bill. The priorities include protecting crop insurance to ensure growers have a strong and reliable safety net and assists in wheat growers when it's needed during disasters. They also want to support financial and technical assistance provided through voluntary conservation programs. Wheat growers also want an increase in the reference price for wheat in Title I to help cover the cost of production more accurately. They also favor enhancing USDA's market access and development programs to enhance trade. NOG President Nicole Berg said sharing the priorities is the first step in the reauthorization process. She says the Farm Bill addresses many programs critical for wheat growers and look forward to actively engaging in this process. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Gene Francis and Associates will offer 70 acres of Marshall County, Kansas land for sale July 7th at 11 a.m. in Waterville at the Community Center. Sale will be simulcast live and online. Visit GeneFrancis.com for complete bidding details and information for this July 7th sale starting at 11 a.m. in Waterville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's the latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, Japan's growing demand for our beef is fantastic news for us, friends. No doubt about that. In fact, last year, up 5%. I don't know how many pickup loads 320,000 metric tons are, but that's how much beef we sold to the Japanese. Up 5% in 1 year. They love our beef, no doubt about that. And, well, they should. To keep this going, the folks in Washington have done a good deal, friend. A U.S.-Japan trade agreement was signed just a few days ago that will not only keep things going as they have been, but it will allow us to increase more without a problem. According to the Trade Office in Washington, the safeguard that they signed will allow U.S. exporters to meet Japan's growing demand for the high-quality beef that we have and that they like, minimizing the odds that Japan will increase tariffs, because they have the ability to do that to slow things down for us. But thank goodness, friends, we got a deal signed that'll make it even a better deal for moving beef their direction in 2022. Speaking of food, USDA has raised the food inflation forecast again. Not a surprise, friends, the highest grocery prices in 42 years. And guess what? We're talking about a lot of things that makes that price go up. One of the sad parts of it for this end of the business called agriculture is very little of that raise is going there. But the biggest increase, they say, will be in eggs. That's kind of crazy. Second month in a row, hiked to about a 20% range from 6 to 7% range. Just 2 months ago, USDA had egg inflation at 2.5% to 3%. Now it's up to 20%. So, folks, we're not going to get into individual things that are going to go up. It'll be a little bit of everything, won't it? Tighten your belt. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
A soil health workshop will be held July 13th and 14th in Palmer and in Axtell. Learn the benefits of soil health on your farm. Topics will include cover crop economics, livestock management, nutrient availability, and more. For information and RSVP by July 8th, contact Glacial Hills RCD at 785-340-2524 or go online to glacialhillsrcd.com.
You've heard people claim that summer colds are worse than winter colds, and we look at the evidence next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 5th, the 186th day of the year. Musicians Huey Lewis and Robbie Robertson share a birthday. There is no doubt that nursing a summer cold can be extra aggravating, especially when you could be at the beach or the ballpark. And there's some evidence that summer colds are actually worse than winter variety. Cold germs often contain a warm weather bug called the enterovirus, which, in addition to sniffles and sneezes, can cause stomach ailments and a persistent cough. It taxes the immune system, which often causes symptoms to linger or reoccur. Like winter colds, there is no cure. You'll just need plenty of rest, ample fluids, and about 7 to 10 days before you're back at the beach. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from TNDY. And a summertime warm-up this week. Highs well into the 90s today. It's 77 degrees this hour.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Less than a month into his new gig with the Jayhawks, head baseball coach Dan Fitzgerald has brought in 8 new recruits to KU baseball. Leawood, Kansas native Brendan Ryan is using his final year of eligibility to come back to his home state and join the Jayhawks. He's coming from Texas A&M Corpus Christi, where he recently broke the single-season record in stolen bases. Also committing on Sunday was Jansen Reeder from Cali College. The outfielder was a second-team All-American selection and led the Tigers with 12 home runs and 90 hits. Also, Cali College right-handed pitcher Jabril Easley. Easley was named the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference 2021 Pitcher of the Year. And after falling behind early on, Houston chipped away at Kansas City's lead before one mighty swing by Yordan Alvarez completed the Astros' biggest comeback win of the season. Alvarez homered with 2 outs in the 9th inning as the Astros beat the Royals yesterday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
It's a great day to be a Wildcat!
Wildcat fans, it's Tang time for K-State men's basketball.
I was always blown away by the fans and the energy.
Save your seat in the Octagon of Doom with season tickets starting at just $199. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS.
E-ma. I get goosebumps when I say it.
Go Cats!
KNDY.
A man is lonely. A man is blue. A man whose world's been torn in two. Need somebody with a heart that's true. A man is lonely, needs a woman like you. Two arms is empty. Somewhere to go. When the nights go on forever,
saving up his own heat. Two lovers stare up at the stars. Somewhere in the lights below, two houses all aglow. Parents wondering where on earth they are. 'Cause their folks have tried to tell them this is way too serious.